It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Here is one of the ways that President Obama's budget attempts to do more than just make the numbers add up. There's a plan in that budget to pair up two important issues for the new president, tax cuts and global warming. The budget would increase the price of dirty energy and use some of that new revenue to fund a middle-class tax cut. NPR's Richard Harris looks at how it could play out.
To slow the pace of climate change, we would need to ratchet back the amount of carbon dioxide that pours into the atmosphere through tailpipes, chimneys, and smokestacks. One way to do this is a scheme called cap and trade. The government sets a cap or a limit on the amount of carbon dioxide that can be emitted, and the government then sells permits that give companies the right to pollute. David Victor at the Stanford Law School says one consequence of this is dirty energy gets more expensive.
That's the whole idea behind a market scheme, is you make carbon more expensive, and that forces people to find new ways to use less of it and to switch to new technologies and to change their behavior.
In the case of the proposed federal budget, each year, starting in 2012, the government would auction off $80 billion worth of carbon emission permits. That would effectively raise the price of energy by about $80 billion a year. Last week, House GOP leader John Boehner of Ohio said he has real problems with this idea.
Let's just be honest and call it a carbon tax that will increase taxes on all Americans who drive a car, who have a job, who turn on a light switch, pure and simple.
About 80% of that money would flow right back to Americans in the form of the much-touted tax cut for people earning less than $250,000 a year. But under the budget proposal, about 20% of the revenue would not come back to taxpayers. It would fund research into cleaner energy. So this is shaping up to be a bit of a test for President Obama. Can he convince the American public to pay more for energy to take on global warming, as long as they get a tax cut in the process? Advocates like Eileen Clausen at the Pew Center for Global Climate Change hope the answer is yes.
The notion we should have a cap and trade and we should have it soon is, of course, something we've been working for 10 years.
But Clausen doubts that the proposal will fly in its current form. That's because taxpayers aren't the only ones who will want some of the money. So will companies like coal-burning utilities, which will be hard hit if they have to pay to emit carbon dioxide.
There's got to be a transition. You can't do it overnight. And I think it's those companies that you want to invest in the technologies of the future.
Many of those fossil fuel businesses have tremendous clout on Capitol Hill and aren't about to sit idly by. Last summer, when the Senate debated a cap-and-trade proposal, lawmakers ended up making deals with those companies and promised them a cut of the revenue from the cap-and-trade bills they were writing.
One of the bills that was being considered in the Senate envisioned trillions of dollars of revenue that would be reallocated to various purposes.
And David Victor from Stanford says even then, the bills fell far short of passage. This time around, the Obama administration isn't offering industry any of that money. It's mostly designated for the middle-class tax cut. So Victor says the budget proposal, as it stands, isn't crafted to satisfy the real politics of Capitol Hill.
This budget should be viewed as the opening bid in a very complicated negotiation, not only about the broader federal budget, but also about what we're going to do about global warming. I don't think we're anywhere near closure on this issue. It could take a long time.
And it's not clear whether hitching together tax cuts and climate change will help both issues succeed or put them both in political jeopardy. Richard Harris, NPR News.
Another energy experiment involves a kind of alternative to coal, at least a partial alternative. Lindt Chocolate is teaming up with a power plant in New Hampshire to produce electricity. They ran a test trial yesterday. Their recipe called for one part cocoa bean shells, 33 parts coal. Mix them up, set them on fire. It's believed to be the only chocolate cocoa bean energy project in the country. How could it be the only chocolate cocoa bean energy project in the country? I thought everybody was into this. In any event, it's still too soon to see how successful the idea will be. Lindt will begin sending its shells to the power plant once it starts producing its own chocolate from raw cocoa later this year.